بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Once again, respected listeners, we welcome you to another episode of this program, the Jannah program on your favorite learning station, Radio Islam International. My name is Sami Hijad, and engineering for me for today, Brother Abdul Haq. Inshallah, we'll be in your company for this hour. We have different features, different segments in this program, meaning of names, translations of anashid, drama stories of the pious, and the dua, some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the ma'thur du'a of the sahaba and the tabi'een and pious people. All this we learn in the program, inshallah. Don't forget that it's an interactive program. That means you can call in for the recommendations of anashid to be translated, and also you can call in for the meaning of Muslim names. We will start by learning some of the dua, and this is a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this wonderful dua, and it's authentic hadith narrated in Muslim. He used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wa salamata min kulli ithm wal ghanimata min kulli birr والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. Very beautiful dua indeed. Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibat rahmatik. You will find in this dua many meanings, as we said before, that we learn from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what words exactly we use in the dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make his dua short, but this short dua have most of the meanings that a person may need, or most of the benefits that a person may need. Sometimes you find someone sit and make dua for 1 hour, no problem with that. But you see, we learn from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to make dua and make it short duas, but be very beneficial duas that encompasses every benefit. And we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we said, and we use this wonderful dua from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our daily life. Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibat rahmatik, O Allah, I beg you for all these things which will make me deserve the mercy, your mercy. And I beg you for these things which will make me deserve your forgiveness. So you're asking now for the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next, wassalamata min kulli ithm, and safety and salvation from every sin, that I don't fall in these sins, safety and salvation from it. وَالْغَنِيمَةَ مِنْ كُلِّ بِرٍّ, and to benefit from every good deed. And I ask you to benefit from everything that's called good, I benefit from it. Whether it's the goodness of dunya, whether it's the goodness of akhirah, I win this thing. So you're asking for every good thing, and you're seeking protection from every bad thing. And moreover thou, وَالْفَوْزَ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالْفَوْزَ بِالْجَنَّةِ, and to win and to succeed in entering Jannah. وَالنَّجَاةَ مِنَ النَّارِ, and that you save me from the fire of Jahannam. Beautiful dua indeed. And you see many meanings in this wonderful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you're asking Allah for every good thing, and you seek protection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every bad thing. Again, we're going to recite this wonderful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wa salamata من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار.
اطلب العلم أخي فهو درب به نور, به ترقى به تحيا عالما حرا فخور. اطلب العلم أخي فهو درب به نور, به ترقى به تحيا عالما حرا فخور.
سل إماما عاش في العلم دهورا ودهور, يطلب العلم ببذل حتى ضمته البحور.
سل إماما عاش في العلم دهورا ودهور, يطلب العلم ببذل حتى ضمته البحور.
صابرا في العلم صبرا حتى سموه الصبور,
يخرج العلم بفأل مثل ريحان زهور.
صابرا في العلم صبرا حتى سموه الصبور,
يخرج العلم بفأل مثل ريحان زهور.
اطلب العلم أخي فهو درب به نور.
Muhammad al-Maqit singing this wonderful nasheed, اطلب العلم أخي فهو درب به نور به ترقى به تحيا عالما حرا فخور. Seek knowledge, my brother, is the path of light, is the path of knowledge. With knowledge you will be elevated, and you will live as an alim who is free and noble. Ask the imams who lived with knowledge for many years, seeking it, and for seeking it until they were well known with their ilm. They were patient while learning until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them succeed. They taught the knowledge like how someone is smelling the flowers. Be merciful, be great, and elevate yourself with knowledge until you reach the glory, and avoid loneliness and also avoid arrogance.
ابن مسعود فقيه عالم أحيى القفور فإذا أعطاك رأيا كان سهما في النحور ابن مسعود فقيه عالم أحيى القفور.
Remember the Sahabi سيدنا ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. He was such a great alim who revived many dry hearts. When he used to give an opinion, it was like an arrow. Remember Ali radiallahu anhu and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Read the history of those Sahaba. Read about Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who will remain in our hearts like a candle bringing light to us. Remember Ubay radiallahu anhu, those who were the base of the deen, like a great building above the rocks.
سألت عن إمام أو فقيه في الأمور ابن عباس ترنم وسيبقى في الصدور
فهو كالشمعة تذهب حتى تأتينا بنور
ساهرا بالليل علم وبأوقات سحور
بالعلم وخيف هو درب
أشكو إلى الله الكهور وأدمعي حرى سكوب وألوم وحكمة الدهر الدؤوب
أشكو إلى الله الكروب وأجمعي حرى سكوب أشكو إلى الله الكروب
وأدمعي حرى سكوب
وألوذ بالصبر الجميل وحكمة الدهر الدؤوب وألوذ بالصبر الجميل وحكمة الدهر الدؤوب
وأسلم الصعب الجموح إلى معالجة الغيوب
وأسلم الصعب الجموح إلى معالجة الغيوب
وإيمانا بمن رحمته تحيي القلوب
ثقة وإيمانا بمن رحمته تحيي القلوب
وإذا تجلى
Beautiful Nishin in the background. I complain to Allah, asking Him to remove the calamities that befall me. My bitter tears are flowing down sadly, but I bear a beautiful patience, depending on the wisdom I learned through time. I hand over the tough difficulties to the treatment of Allah, who knows the hidden things. I trust and believe in the One whose mercy revives the hearts. This was the second nasheed for today, Ashku ilallahi al-kurub, and right now inshallah we'll be listening to the drama stories of the pious, after which we'll be going for a short break inshallah, and then we will be having the meaning of the Muslim names. Stay tuned.
I see you eating an apple, Nizar. Where you got this apple from? And it's not its season. The entire town doesn't have sellers of apple.
My beloved gave it to me. She loves me a lot. Her husband was traveling, and he bought it to her from another country.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
It's not right in Islam to expose your sin. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu ummati mu'afa إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ. All my nation receives the pardon of Allah, except those who expose their sins publicly. So repent to Allah, Nizar.
Alas, could it be my wife who gave him the apple? I was traveling last week and brought 7 apples with me from Jordan. Must go home now quickly and check. Maybe she betrays me. Yes, yes. Where is the apple which I brought with me from Jordan?
It's there, in the kitchen, in its box.
Did you eat from it?
Yes, I ate 2 and you ate 1. Why are you asking? What's the matter, my husband?
There is only 3 in the box.
What do you mean?
I mean there is 1 apple missing.
Maybe it got lost somewhere.
Or maybe you gave it to your beloved.
What do you mean?
You betray me, huh? You betray me. How dare you betray me?
I'd never betray you. Wait, I never betray you. Wait, please, please.
You will pay your life for betraying me.
Fear Allah, please. Leave me, fear Allah. Wait, I'll explain to you.
You will die in the same box I brought for you the apples.
Naeem, Naeem, don't do that.
Minutes of earth, Zaniya. Repent and take your shahada. I'm going to throw you now in the river. Goodbye, Zaniya. Goodbye.
Father?
She left us, son. She left. She's gone.
Won't she come back?
No, son. No, she won't come back.
Why? Please let her come, Father. I want to apologize to her.
Why apologize to her, son? Why?
Because I took something from the kitchen without telling her.
What did you take, huh? What did you take?
An apple. I found it in the box in the kitchen, so I took it. I found a lot there. Do you want one?
Huh? An apple? And what did you do with this apple? Did you eat it?
No. Nizar is the one who carried the goods in our shop. He snatched it from me. He said he was hungry.
Alas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I oppress myself. I oppress myself. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I kill the innocent souls. No.
What's the matter, Naeem? I heard your cry from outside. What happened?
I killed my wife. I killed my wife.
What? My daughter? You killed her? Where? Why?
I threw her in the river. It was a mistake. I was mistaken indeed. I thought she betrayed me, but she was innocent. I'm the guilty one. Let me tell you what happened. I was sitting in front of my shop. Then
Allahu Akbar. Where is the mercy in the hearts of people? Putting a woman in a box with stones and letting it sink in the river. Astaghfirullah.
Who took the box out?
They say a fisherman was passing by. And so what happened? But couldn't recognize the man. So he dived into the river and took the body of the woman out.
I hope the fisherman can recognize the killer so that he is punished.
Mahkama! The case 5-4 today.
Na'im al-Khurasani, who killed his wife by throwing her into the river. Come closer, Na'im.
I wonder, dear Qadi, how did you know about me? How did you know?
Is this all what you think about? How did we know you killed her? You're not worried about killing her?
I indeed killed her. And I'm not denying this. And I regret my sin. I deserve death, dear Qadi. Kill me. Please kill me. I deserve to die. I have oppressed my innocent wife.
No, he does not deserve it.
Who are you?
I'm the father of the victim, sir. Na'im is innocent.
What?
Why do you say this?
I killed her. I killed my daughter, not him.
What are you saying, uncle?
Listen, Na'im, I'm an old man. I won't live more than I have lived. I have understood that you have killed my daughter by mistake. And may Allah forgive you. But you have a child. I can't let your son live deprived both of mother and father. Just keep quiet, please. And look after your orphan son.
No, never. He didn't kill her, sir. He didn't kill her. I can't let another innocent man pay for my fault. I killed her. Wallahi, I killed her. And I regret.
Why are you lying, old man? This man killed your daughter. You should be happy that we'll make qasas.
Please, dear Qadi, don't kill him. He killed her by mistake. And I forgave him. In front of all of you. I forgive him. He loved his wife so much. And he was jealous when he heard false news that she betrayed him. He committed a sin indeed. He was hasty and he didn't investigate. But I forgive him. Please forgive him, dear Qadi.
Not only that, old man. He also doesn't have the authority to carry the laws by himself. Why do you think there are judges and courts then? If everyone thinks they are a judge, and our lives will turn into a big jungle like that.
But Qadi, I hope you have considered that he has a young son who's now an orphan because he lost his mother. Now you'll kill his father too. So who will look after him? Please forgive him, Qadi, like how I forgave him.
No, Qadi, please, don't forgive me. Don't forgive me. Please kill me. End my life. I deserve. I killed my innocent wife, my beloved wife. She was so sincere to me, and I was so bad to her. Please kill me. Please kill me.
I can see you have regret, Na'im. I can see. I wonder why or what made you kill her then.
It was that evil worker, Nizar. He was a liar. He claimed that a woman gave him the apple which her husband bought for her from his travel. Our town is a small town, Qadi. We all know each other. I thought no one else but me traveled and gave his wife this apple. So I went home and counted the apple. And when I found one missing, I thought this was the one my wife gave it to Nizar. So Shaitan played in my mind and made me kill my wife. I threw her in the river, not even listening to her cries and appeals.
And how did you discover your mistake, Na'im?
My child came to me and told me that Nizar snatched an apple from him. Alas, it was too late. I lost my beloved wife. I lost her forever. I must be punished, Qadi. Punish me, please.
You should have investigated the news better, Na'im. You can't just believe any news that comes from any false source. You must investigate further, especially in such matters.
Indeed, Qadi. That's what Allah says in the Quran. O you who believe, if an evil person comes to you with news, verify it so you do not harm people in ignorance, and afterwards you become regretful.
Surely, the one who must be punished is Nizar, who came with this false news and lied. Such a small lie as he thinks can take people's lives.
And me too, Qadi. Please punish me, please.
As for you, Naim, we will forgive you.
What? Why?
We forgive you because the father of the victim has forgiven you. And because the victim herself also has forgiven you.
How?
Your wife is alive, Naim.
Naim?
She didn't die.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
A fisherman saw you trying to kill her, and he saved her life. Take your wife and go, Naim. And look after her well.
Naim? I'm alive, Naim. I'm alive.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You're alive. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Sorry, my wife. Sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
You who believe. If a troublemaker brings you any news, investigate, lest you harm people out of ignorance, and you become regretful for what you have done.
Radio Islam. نحن نضعك على الطريق الصحيح للحياة السعيدة. 20 minutes to 12 when you're listening to Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to our program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we'll be discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on 011-854-1548. It's once again 011-854-1548. And the email is onair@radioislam.co.za. It's onair@radioislam.co.za. If you have any questions related to Muslim names, you can call us directly, inshallah, in this time. And inshallah, we'll be helping you and giving you the meaning of these names. In each program, we recommend that we give good names to our children, Islamic names, these names which carry good meanings. Any names that carry a good meaning is considered Islamic name, especially if the name is more common amongst the Muslims and give that identity, the Islamic identity, like, you know, people know you from your name. So we recommend to give names in the Arabic language, names of Sahaba, names of Tabi'een, names of pious, names of prophets. That's all considered recommended names. However, you can keep names, as we said, in any language that is still allowed if the name carry a good meaning. Right, call us directly, 011-854-1548. We're waiting for your calls in this number, and our engineer for the day, Brother Abdul Haq, is waiting for your calls, inshallah. Right, we'll be recommending some names for both boys and girls while we're waiting for your calls. The first name is the name Waleed. Waleed, some Sahaba got this name Waleed, and Waleed refers to the newborn. Somebody who's newborn, that's called Waleed in Arabic. Right, we have the first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of Ahmed?
Ahmed means a praised one. Ahmed also means someone who have many qualities, many beautiful qualities. It's called Ahmed.
And Amina?
Amina means trustworthy, if you pronounce it Amina. If you pronounce it Amina, it means saved and secure. All right?
Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khairan. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. The name Nasir. Nasir It's a boy name, Nasir. And Nasir means supportive or supporter or someone who gives victory to others, someone who is helpful to others. That's Nasir, which is a good name, and we can keep this name, inshallah. Nasir is a good name. And Nasir for a boy. It's a boy name, Nasir. Right, let's move on. The next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Mulana, I would just like to know the meaning of Rafiqa.
Rafiqa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rafiqa is a good name, and Rafiqa means compassionate and merciful. It's a female name, we recommend it.
And is Anika a Muslim name?
Anika also is a Muslim name, means someone who is dressing nicely. That's Anika for a girl.
Oh, and can you suggest for me another nice Muslim girl name, please?
We are suggesting while we go in, if you just listen to the program, you will find some names. Just in the same time, we can give you the name Ilham for a girl, means inspiration. Ilham.
Ilham.
Yes, Ilham means inspiration.
Okay, how do you spell that?
I-L-H-A-M.
L-H-A-M.
I-L.
J.
H A M.
I L H A M.
All right. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. What's your question?
I want to know the meaning of Mahdiya, Muleka, and Nafisa.
Mahdiya is a good name. We recommend it. It means truly guided. The next one is
Nafisa.
Nafisa, one of the granddaughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, got this name Nafisa, which means unique. Nafisa means unique. We recommend this name as well.
And Muleika.
Muleika means queen. It's a good name also.
Okay.
Shakla. All right. Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I want to know the name Amina.
Amina, we just spoke about it. It means secured and peaceful.
The name Ruqayya.
Ruqayya.
Mardiya.
Mardiya. Mardiya means satisfied and pleased. It's a good name. We recommend it also, okay?
Jazakallah.
Alright, Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Alright, waiting for your call. 011-854-1548. A boy name, Rashad. Rashad, guidance. Rashad means guidance. It's a boy name. Rashad for a boy. And Rashad is a common Arabic name for boys, means guidance. There is actually some names or some variants of this name. Rashad is Rashir Rushdi, Rushdi for a boy also. And Rushdi have the same meaning, which is guidance. And for a female, Rashida, Rashida. That's also a female name. Right, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening, sister.
I just want to know, what's the meaning of Zishan, and it is a good name?
Zishan, someone of authority.
Chief.
Someone of authority, that's the meaning of Zishan. It's a good name.
Okay, and Sulaiman?
Sulaiman means peaceful, and Sulaiman is a prophet name mentioned in the Quran. It's a good name, okay. We can keep it, of course. We recommend it.
Okay, so which one between the two would you say?
Of course, we'll go for the prophet name.
The prophet name?
Yes, the prophet name comes first.
Okay,
Jazakallah. Alright, Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
The meaning of Wasifa, Afida, and Wasim.
Okay, let's take it one by one. The first one is Wasifa. Yeah, Wasifa is a female name, refers to the beautiful girl. Also, Wasifa means description, but metaphorically it refers to the beautiful girl. The next one is
Washin.
Washin.
Washi.
Washi.
Washi. Washi.
Can you spell the name, please? Washi. Is it Washi?
W-A-S-E-E-M.
Wasim. Okay, Wasim. Wasim means a handsome boy. It's a good name. Okay.
Afiza.
Aziza.
Afiza.
Hafiza.
Yeah.
Hafiza is a good name, means one who memorizes the Quran, also one who is have a good memory. That's a good name for the female.
Okay.
All right. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I'm speaking to
Khadija.
Khadija, what's your question?
What's the meaning of Ummi Ayman?
Umm Ayman. Umm Ayman means the mother of Ayman, and Ayman means the blessed one. and it was a Sahabi name, we recommend it.
Okay.
Jazakallah khair. Next call, assalamu alaikum. Okay, waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. Some names came via email. The name Diana, so common name as a non-Muslim name. And if you pronounce it Diana, also there is an Arabic origin which is religion. The name Diana means religion. That's one of the meanings of the name Diana. In Arabic, it's religion, but it's not a proper name with this origin. Because the whole name is Chag, you know, religion. In some other origins, the name Diana, like in some other Western origins, European origins, it means butterfly. Also, it means princess. It was a princess Diana, I think. And some in some other Roman origins, it means the moon or the goddess of the moon. So it won't be proper to give it, to give the name Diana, if you keep it to the after the origin, the English origin or the non-Muslim origin. However, the Arabic origin also is not proper because it means religion. All right. Let's take the... Sorry, there is another name. The name Sangeeta. Sangeeta is also a Hindu name of the Sanskrit origin. I'm not sure of the meaning, but we'll try to find out the meaning, inshallah. Amy, also a very strange name. Amy. We'll try to find out the meaning for this one. All right, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
See, I would like to know the meaning of Khadija.
Khadija, newborn. Khadija was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a good name. We can keep it.
Jazakallah.
All right, jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, brother, I'm listening. What's your question?
Can I please have the name of the meaning of Safiya?
The meaning of?
Safiya.
Safiya, okay. Safiya, it's pronounced Safiya. You can also say Safiya, and the meaning is pure, virtuous. And if you pronounce it Safiya, then it's one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Safiya bint Hiyay ibn Akhtab, and it's a very good name. We recommend it for female.
Jazakallah.
Alright, jazakallah khair. The name Emmy is another variant of Emilia, and the meaning is one who is struggling and striving, striving hard. That's Emmy. Right. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, I'm listening.
What is the meaning of Husna?
Husna means beautiful. It's a good name for girls. We recommend it.
Okay, jazakallah khair.
Alright, jazakallah khair. Let's take, okay, waiting for your call, 011-854-1548. We have few minutes before we end this program. Ibtisam. Ibtisam is a female name, means one who is smiling. One who is smiling, that's Ibtisam for a girl. Let's go for a short break, inshallah. After that, we'll be taking more calls for a few minutes. Welcome back to our program, Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we're taking more calls. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I want the meaning of Wahida and Qasim.
Wahida means unique. Qasim means one who distinguishes between truth and falsehood. And it was one of the names of the sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right. Jazakallah alaykum salam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. Hello, assalamu alaykum. Okay, the next one. Assalamu alaykum. Yes, I'm listening.
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, merciful father, and it's a prophet name mentioned in the Quran.
And Muhammad.
Muhammad means the praised one, the one whose qualities are always good, always lovely.
Muhassana.
Muhassana means beautiful, and it's a good name for female.
Jazakallah.
Right, jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
What's the meaning of Yunus and Nahr al-Nisa?
Yunus is a prophet name mentioned in the Quran. The other one is?
Nahr al-Nisa.
Mahr al-Nisa means the dowry of the woman.
Okay, jazakallah.
All right, jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, this one
from. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of Qurashi?
It's Qurashi. Qurashi, which means someone from the... Yes, Qurashi.
Qurashi.
Yeah, it should be pronounced Qurashi, not Qurashi. Qurashi means someone from the Quraysh tribe. All right.
Hi, Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, I'm listening. What's your question?
Rashida speaking. I just want to know what's the meaning of laitu.
Laitu.
Yes.
Laitu.
Laitu.
Can you spell it, please?
L-A-Y-T-U-L.
L-A-Y-T-U-L.
T-U-L, Laitu.
Laitu.
Yes.
Very strange name. First time hearing this name, Laitu. But we'll try and find some meaning for it, if we find.
And just keep Lamia?
Lamia means a girl with dark lips.
With dark lips?
Yes.
Shukran.
All right, Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Mahdiya.
Mahdiya.
Yes.
Mahdiya means truly guided.
Truly guided?
Yes.
What? The song?
Yeah, it's a good name. Mahdiya.
Mahdiya.
The one who is guided by Allah.
Guided by Allah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Jazakallah khair. Right, let's take the last three calls. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
I want to know the meaning of the name Farheen.
Farheen is beautiful.
Okay.
All right, Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
I want to know the meaning of Zainab.
Zainab means beautiful. Zainab is one of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Amara?
It's Amara for a girl. Amara also, which means prosper and one who instruct. If you pronounce it Amara with the alif, it means sign.
And Sabiha?
Sabiha, beautiful like the morning time.
And Tayyiba?
Tayyiba is kind, merciful, and Tayyiba is a good name.
Jazakallah.
All right, Jazakallah khair. Let's take the last call.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I want the meaning of ilhan.
Ilhan or ilham with the M.
Ilhan with the N.
With the N.
N. Yeah.
Ilhan. It's actually ilhan, which refers to the good sound. That's if you pronounce it with an N. But if you pronounce it with an M, it's a good name, means ilham, inspiration.
Alright.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, with that we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Jannah program. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu alaykum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.